Thank you for joining us at Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. Once again, we're back in the studio with Tanya, Janelle, Tara, myself, Sandy. And last time in Matthew 14, 22 through 36, we talked about fear and how it affects us. And now we're going to talk about little faith.
I know, but before we do, I want Janelle to share with us. That's okay. I want her to share with us because she said something so profound on the break that
Sorry,
it
Janelle.
Needs to be okay. repeated. Janelle, would you share with us what you said about fear?
Yeah, it was just an interesting reflection to me that when we're afraid of things, it's really selfish. Mm. We're not really afraid that God isn't going to work in this situation or that he isn't going to help people to grow, because we know that he will. He cares for people. That's who God is. We're afraid that we will be thought of as foolish, or that we'll fall on our face, or that we won't succeed at something. We're afraid for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're afraid, it takes God's glory away.
This is huge. And it is the perfect segue into what we're going to cover about faith. It is a good word, isn't it? Segue is a good word. But what she has just said, it ties exactly into what we're going to do. For those that are listening for the first time, we have been covering the passage in Matthew 14, 22 through 36 about the moment when Jesus sent the crowds away and the disciples to the other side of the lake, and he went up to the mountain to pray, and he looks out. The disciples are struggling on the water because a great storm comes. He shows up. They think he's a ghost. Mm-hmm. Peter asks him to let him walk on water. He says, come. He starts to walk. He looks at the wind. He starts to sink, and Jesus walks up to him, grabs his hand, and says to him, when Peter cries out, Lord, save me, then Jesus says, you of little faith, why do you doubt? Now that's where we're going to focus, and this is huge. That word, little faith. Mm-hmm. I was reading this, and I thought, wait a minute, God, you tell us if we have a mustard seed of faith, we can move a mountain. Yet here, Jesus is condemning in a way. I mean, he doesn't condemn us, but he is correcting. Let me use the word correcting because of what we're using on our radio show. He is correcting Peter for his little faith. Mm-hmm. And I started asking God, what is the difference between little faith? And I'm going to use lowercase. If I had it written out for you to see, I have it on my paperwork written out. Little faith, all lowercase, that reveals our weaknesses, that doesn't move mountains, versus the little faith of a mustard seed, and we'll let that little faith be capitalized all the way across, that can move a mountain. Mm. I'm like, I was just sitting there thinking, wait a minute, God, these are in contradiction.
Right.
I need resolution here. Why would you have Peter be corrected with this when you have told us if we have a mustard seed, we can move mountains? And so I'm dialoguing with the Lord about this and really struggling through, and he's revealing to me things. And it, for me, what it came down to is that little lowercase faith takes its eyes off Jesus. Mm-hmm. Capital little faith, the mustard seed kind, it sees Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Little faith, lowercase kind, it's doubt originated. Capital little faith is hope, trust, belief that God will fulfill what God has done and will accomplish his will. He is sovereign. He is faithful. He is just. And so I'm having this incredibly profound revelation in my heart with God on this passage. And as he is revealing to me that there's a difference and how we can deal with our faith. And it, I have a confession, it never occurred to me that I could have lowercase little faith that destroys, or I can have uppercase little faith that builds. Never saw that I could have both in me. And I mean, I was like blown away by what he was really doing. I'm like, okay, God, I have to go and look this up. But Janelle has something to share. Go ahead.
It's kind of like quantity versus quality. You know, if we have little faith, lowercase, it's like we just don't have any faith. Like we try and get more, but it's just not there. Whereas when Jesus talks about if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, if you have faith, it's not very good quality yet because you still need to work on it, but you still have it. And it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to have faith. Mm-hmm. So you have to have it in abundance, but even if it's not the greatest, have faith.
Yep, it is good. And it has to do with in our eyesight. Mm-hmm. It is what is caught in our vision. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, I need to look this up. I got to go and look it up. Mm-hmm. So I open up my computer, and my computer research software crashes. And remember, I told you in the first show, I only had an hour and 20 minutes when I was preparing. Oh, no. And so my word search software stopped working. So I couldn't go in and do my research, so I go to the internet. So my computer decides to do a reboot. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's one of those moments like, God, I only have this much time. I need to make sure I'm on track. Mm-hmm. I've got to see if what you are revealing in my heart is an accurate interpretation of what I'm seeing. And so I wait for the reboot, and finally my computer comes up, and my computer gets up, and I finally get it up. And so I go to the Blue Letter Bible, which I love, and I go to David Guzik because he's my like backup if I can't get my software to work. And I start reading, and I am blown away because he writes that it is the difference he quotes Clark. Let me read what he says. He says with Clark, it's not the violence of the winds nor the raging of the waves which endangered his life, but his littleness of faith. Mm. So that's Adam Clark. And then he said, Spurgeon said that the word little faith is actually one word in this context. It's not two separate words. Mm. And it's almost as if he was calling Peter one word, little faith. It's okay.
His name, huh?
Yes, it was as if it was his name, is what Spurgeon said. And then Guzik started to make a list of the differences of the little faith. And then he made a list of the differences of the big faith. And, you know, and so I put them in the little capitals and I put them in the big capitals. He called it the difference between the weak faith and the strong faith. Mm. So it was really cool seeing how while I was patterning it with the little word and, you know, lowercase and capital, he used weakness and strength. And I loved the way he said it so much better because he's so much more profound than I am. Mm-hmm. And so he had a list, and then I have my list, and I just combine the list. So I'm going to say that this is just an adaptation of his, because it's a blending of how I wrote it down and a blending of what he said. But so his question was, where do we find the weakness of little faith? This is all the lowercase faith. These are the faith that should have been, could have grown, could have built, but it didn't. And so what happens with this kind of faith, this little faith, when Jesus said to Peter, oh, you of little faith, it's often found in places where we expect great results. He could have kept walking on water. He could have, but he didn't. Or I was thinking when I was going through it, I'm thinking of Joshua and Caleb coming back from the promised land. And here they are, 10 of them. 8 of them come back whining and grumbling, complaining, there's giants in the land, we can't go. It doesn't matter that they have milk flowing and honey and huge grapes, there's giants. And so they had the lowercase faith, a place that could have, God had already promised. He said, I'm giving you this land. They came back whining, griping, and complaining. And so they didn't get the fulfillment of what God intended for them to have because they had little faith. God promised great results, but they weren't willing to do it. Whereas Caleb and Joshua, they were willing, and they're the two that got to go into the land. So do you see how it's that moment? Little faith focuses on the fear, which we covered that last time on the show. It's oh, you know, well, we can't because this might happen. Mm-hmm. Or no, what if? You know, it's kind of living in the what if moment. So instead of saying, you know, God will provide or God will do this or God will do that, it is, you know,
living that. In the promises of God.
Right. So we had, Dr. Lowry, Charles Lowry, not Mark Lowry, the comedian, but the psychologist, Christian psychologist. He makes that very clear when he speaks. He was at our church. And did I share this with you guys? I can't remember. I'm going to share it again because it's a story worth telling. He said, I was taking my daughter out to teach her how to ride a bike. And I took her. Did I tell you all this story?
No, I think it was a car, though.
Okay. So he's teaching her how. And they're in this great, big, enormous parking lot. And in the middle of this parking lot, there is a pole. And so they have the entire parking lot and a bike, and they go out, and he's like telling her how the bike works, and then you got to hold the handlebars, and you got to balance, and he said, I'm going to run alongside you, and she said, but Daddy, there's a pole. and he said, don't look at the pole. And she said, but Daddy, there's a pole. And he said, don't look at the pole. Look at the parking lot. You got this whole parking lot. Don't look at the pole. She said, Daddy, there's a pole. And he goes, no, do not look at the pole. Look at the parking lot. And he goes, I get up and I start running beside her, and I'm running along like you would run along, you know, and I'm holding onto that seat and that handlebar, and she's getting a hold of getting her little wheels going, and her little hands are stopping to shake, and I realize she has caught on what balance is, and I let go. And she looks at the pole. And she crashed into the pole.
Oh, my goodness.
And he goes, some of you are pole lookers. Yep. You're pole lookers. And he goes, stop looking at the pole.
That's me.
You have a whole parking lot. Yep. You go, stop being a pole looker. And so I was so convicted by this story that I guess it was Thanksgiving weekend. I told my family, and I go, I'm convicted. I'm not going to look at the pole. Anybody and every person. And I'm like, stop being a pole looker. You pole looker. I was doing this the whole Thanksgiving weekend. Don't be a pole looker. You just don't do that. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what happens with this person mm-hmm. who has little faith. Mm-hmm. They're at the what ifs. They're looking at the mm-hmm. pole instead of looking where they need to look. Okay. A person of little faith is they're eager for signs.
Yeah.
Show me a sign, Lord. Mm-hmm. If you just give me a sign, I'll do what you tell me to do. Instead of just trusting that God said do, they're looking for signs. And so they'll ask for multiple signs. Mm-hmm. Or if so-and-so says this, then I will. And so actually looking for signs is a sign of little faith.
Right.
Not really trusting what God has said. It is also showing that we have a greater opinion of our own power than mm-hmm. God's.
Ooh.
I know. That one kind of smacks.
That was like, yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, that one hits in the face. And I have posted these on Facebook, on my Facebook page, so you can get the whole list there, too.
That comes down to pride.
It does.
There's pride again that just pulls us down.
Yeah. Thinking, I've got it.
I've got it handled. Yeah, I can do this.
How many times have I been sent in a situation and I just start, you know, the logorrhea of my mouth.
Me too.
And allowing my mouth to speak instead of in faith asking God first, what do I need to do or say? Mm-hmm. And so I work really hard to have the habit, the minute I have somebody sit down in my office, God, give me wisdom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I beg it in my heart, give me counsel. Or somebody will walk up to me and they'll say, I got to ask you a question. I'm like, oh, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a question. I need the answer because I'm a flippant gibbet. I'm not going to say what I need to say. And little faith also not just has a high opinion of their power, but this faith is affected by the emotions. It's affected by the circumstances, and it's affected mm-hmm. by the surroundings. Mm-hmm. So if my emotion tells me, you know, they'll follow the emotion instead of following what they know is truth.
The will of God. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's great danger when we focus on the circumstances and the surroundings. And so a lot of times, much of what I do is helping people to stop looking at their circumstances, their emotions. And helping them to see what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what Janelle was talking earlier when she said the identity, when Jesus says, mm-hmm. I am, you know, mm-hmm. I am, you know, the presence of Him. It always goes back to that, because when my emotion does not trust what He has said about who He is, that's where I need to make that first connection to get right. that right.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth one is little faith is quick to exaggerate the difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just when something's happening, you know, they'll focus in all the things that are bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, the roads are bad, or, you know, we can't do that, or, you know, because of this, or
that positive negative thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. The danger. There's a mm-hmm. big danger of that. And ultimately, this is what it comes out of. Number seven is it comes out of doubt.
Mm.
Little faith is doubt-based.
Yep.
It lives in doubt. And Janelle had said, I think, the first or second radio show, it's a challenge of trust.
Mm-hmm.
if we are not trusting, it's doubt. Mm-hmm. And doubt is a huge lie from the pit of hell.
Right. Yep.
We don't need to go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to correct that. So let's go to the positive side. Where do we find the strength of all capitals for little faith? The mustard seed that moves mountains. Mm-hmm. And so little faith is a true faith.
Mm-hmm. Genuine.
It's mm-hmm. genuine. It is. As Janelle was sharing a few minutes ago, it doesn't have to be big. It can That's be teeny, genuine. Teeny tiny, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it is there and its focus is on Christ, mm-hmm. then it's true faith-based, then it will grow. And so, yes, you can say it. Say it.
I just drew an illustration because it helps me. It's like there's a scale, and on the bottom is no faith, and on the top is great faith, and it's like a mountain that you're climbing. And somewhere in the middle, you find little faith. Mm. And the question is which direction you're pointing.
Mm. That's good.
Exactly right. Are you climbing right. up or are you climbing down?
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. It's exactly right. Exactly mm-hmm. right. And I need to see that in a nice little illustration.
I can yeah, I don't have my crappy little
You're an
right
artist.
Here.
You need to draw that one for me. I will. I'll insert it into my book.
Okay.
Okay?
Nice.
And have little Janelle Applegarth there. And so that, and it's she's exactly right. It is where
right.
you own it. Okay, and so we're owning it in the little faith because it's where truth faith begins. So little faith struggles. You hear me on this? Capital little faith. It struggles.
Mm-hmm.
It struggles to come to Jesus. It knows that there's going to be difficulty, but the thing is it does it regardless of the obstacles.
Mm.
So even though there are the things there, Joshua and Caleb knew there were giants in the land. But instead, they focused in on what God promised. Mm-hmm. He says, I am giving this land to you. So they focused in on mm-hmm. the fruit.
Right.
Okay? And so even though the struggle is there, they overlook and they move past that to see what they need to look at. Little faith, that's capital mustard seed faith, it accomplishes great things, but in small steps over time.
Mm.
It's that little itty-bitty step that moves us closer and closer to where we need to be.
Mm.
Little faith that has the mustard seed faith, it prays during the struggle, during the difficulty, and during the trial. The little faith also, it trusts beyond the emotion and expects God to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge, huge
That's
factor.
A big one.
And I got to get the last two in because we're about to end. Little faith is safe because it knows that Jesus is present. I am here. Mm. Do not be afraid. And that he fulfills his promises. And this little faith also focuses on Jesus and not the storm.
Mm-hmm.
That's ultimately what it comes down to. So the little faith that destroys comes from doubt. The little faith that moves mountains is because its eyes are on Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I want to challenge you to grow in your faith and to ask yourself, am I doing things based on doubt or am I doing things based on because my eyes are on Jesus? God bless. Thank you for listening to Cultivating Hearts Radio.